everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Tam Tonight. I'm your host, Tam, and let's start the show. It is crazy to me, that we're here at episode 20. Like, wow. I kind of put this whole thing together on the fly. I was doing my best. I was trying to find some outlet to get, like, my podcast hobby thing back going. I, like, tried to do my very best of, like, planning, coming up with the name, doing the photo shoot, all of that, but it seemed like everything went crazy, and I still, like, did what I had to do, came here, and just put out the good content that I'm doing my best to, like, curate and put together for you guys. So I'm so happy that I reached this milestone of 20. I finally got over 100 subscribers, like, thank you, Jesus. The goal for the end of the year is 200 subscribers. Remember, like, on December 31st, for Christmas maybe even, if I could have 200 subscribers, I would be so happy. So please, Tam Tonight group, Tam Tonight fam, run it up for your girl because I am trying. Alright? Okay, cool. So, this week I want to start it off with politics. In politics this week I want to talk about Bruce's Beach. Now, all y'all know if you watch this show that I am a California girl from LA specifically. So my whole life I've kind of grown up going to the beach and stuff with my family at random, and it's never really been seen as a big deal to me. So it was crazy for me to learn that beaches in California used to be very, very segregated, and there were only certain beaches that black people could go to. The area in Santa Monica is formerly known as the Inkwell, and then we have Bruce's Beach down in Manhattan Beach, or what is now known as Manhattan Beach. So it was Charles and Willa Bruce, I believe, and I'm not going to tell the whole story because I really, really want you all to, like, that care about politics to get in the habit of looking up stuff yourself, reading for yourself, Googling, whatever, so you can have your own informed opinion. Because I do not ever want it to be a time that I'm just, like, doing my little research or whatever I do, watching TV, watching documentaries, and, like, delivering it to you, and you just take my word for it. Like, I am not Jesus. So, I tell you something on politics, it sounds cool, sounds like you want to be interested, like, you want to learn more, please go out and learn more. Do not take nothing I say here as just Bible. Like, that's not what it's supposed to be. So, Charles and Willa Bruce came down to California like many people did, you know, westward expansion, what have you, and they're trying to do what everybody else is doing, capitalize off the great asset that is the coastline, the beach. So, Willa, the wife, is very industrious, and the husband is working elsewhere, and she comes up with, like, this little business, whatever, and she's attracting a lot of people. They start to buy plots of land, they put up, like, a little dance hall, well, I will say ballroom, because I feel like back in the day, they were more, like, straight and narrow, you know? So, this wasn't no Jew joint. This was, like, a nice restaurant that had dances and events and stuff that black people could come to on the coast. White people get real, real mad. This group of women decides to, like, incorporate the city, and I think that's when a lot of the problems start, because the city feels like they have more to lose, or they have more, maybe even to gain in making their city, you know, idealistic in a certain way. So they wanted to get the black people out of at least that area. Eminent domain, as the government often does, they ripped down all of this, and I think it was, like, out of 30 plots, 25 were owned by other white people, as per this guy's thesis. So I do not know if those are facts either. I'm just working with the research that I could work with, like I said. Boom. Okay. So, like, out of the 30 parcels that they took eminent domain to build this park, 25 were owned by white people. So not to say that it was, like, all races, but, you know, race often has an element of class as well. And that's what I think the uppers do a very good job at delineating and hiding. Like, we don't like the black people, sure, but we really don't like poor people, period. I don't care what they look like. So it's all of y'all that are the problem. And we make you feel better, poor whites and poor others, that, oh, no, it's the black people, but no, it's all y'all that's poor. Be clear. So they get rid of them, and it takes them over 30 years to put this park in place. The Bruce family goes to bat for it. They eventually get a plaque put in the park, I think in the 2006, 2007, recognizing the real history of the beach, but even that history that they chose to put on the plaque was, like, revisionist history to not make the white people feel bad. So in today's time, descendants of the Bruces came together, and this got a lot of traction on social media, come together, and they're now, like, kind of bringing a case against the city for reparations in a way. Like, this land allegedly will be worth about $75 million today. The problem is the land that they put the park on is not the exact parcel that the Bruces used to own. Allegedly, because, again, I don't know, allegedly, the parcel that the now lifeguard building sits on the Strand in Manhattan Beach, that's the piece of land that they own. So really, the city would need to tear that down, give that back to the Bruces, or just pay them the money. So, and what I thought was crazy was the city, I don't know what official it was, whatever, because, you know, people love to put out statements trying to defuse things. They said that we are going to hire a historian to get more down into the nitty-gritty of what was going on before we can, like, maybe release a payment, because $75 million is a lot of money, and I don't know how the residents of the city will pull together. Manhattan Beach is one of the richest areas in Los Angeles. You just drive past and you can smell the money billowing out of the nice houses and the businesses. At no time do I want to hear y'all, who have flaunted your wealth, as long as I've been alive. I'm 27, I know I'm not nobody. I wasn't here in 1924 when you got the black people out. But since I've been alive, and a frequenter of Manhattan Beach, ain't no shortage of money. So I do not want to see y'all crying poor now, this time. I don't want to see it. Now, if you cannot undo what you did with the park, right, to give reparation to everyone involved, not just the Bruces, but the other families that were swindled out of their generational wealth as well, and I don't care what color they happen to be. I want the black people to get their justice too. Anybody else that has swept up in this nonsense, I want them to get their justice. Why not? Because I don't believe that justice really has a color or should. It's anybody that's been done wrong, and the Bruces were done wrong, and any other white people that chose to integrate with them and live down there and got caught up in the muck and the mire, they got done wrong too. So run all of them their checks, because y'all not broke. That's one thing I don't want to hear nobody in Manhattan Beach saying, that they broke. How you living here? How are you making it? You ain't broke, so please. Pull your purses out. Get the tax spreadsheet ready of how y'all gonna divvy this up among the rich. I don't know. And work it out. But at no time is the justification gonna be that y'all don't got money. Is the justification gonna be that, oh, you don't know the historical facts. Like, you can go hire a historian. That's money that you could be giving out to the people. Don't go hire nobody. You know what happens. You don't want to deal with it. So please, give the Bruces their check. Give the other people involved their check. And go back to running your white business. Please. I really, really want to come out of this. I want more stories of black people all over the place, really, but particularly in California, because it's where I'm from. I want to know about how it was in those times, because I think people have this great misconception that on the West and anywhere that wasn't the South was some haven for black people, and it was so easy and it was so much better. Miss me with it. As a third generation Californian, my grandmother is from California, my mother is from California, and I'm from California. We're all born here. So at no time do I want to hear anyone telling me how much better, how much easier it was for people in California. My grandma picked cotton in Imperial County, California, close to Mexico. Please, stall me out. And that is that for my biopic segment today. On to now streaming, because since we're in the house, this is just going to be what it is. I'm going to be filling up my time with not only music and working on my various projects, but also I'm going to be watching TV because I'm stuck in here. Okay. So, as of late, I've been watching P-Valley on Starz. Now, P-Valley is an excellent show about a strip club down south. So, I don't want to, like, give a lot away, so I'm not going to tell you nothing about the show, because I really, really want you to go watch it. But it's fire. Apparently, and I didn't know this, I don't know everything, but apparently black strip clubs were, like, taboo in Hollywood. Like, they weren't seen as something that should be explored or shown a lot, or it's kind of gritty, whatever. So the fact that this bust in and made it to Starz, which I feel like is the home of black, like, you know, because Starz always have black channels since I was a kid. I know HBO gets a lot of credit for, you know, fostering black talent and giving them opportunities. The Starz is not no slouch either. So, P-Valley.
The show is based
on a play written by Katori Hall. I hope I said your name right. And her play was called Pussy Valley. But the show couldn't really be named that because cable companies and America in general are very squeamish and very prudish, although they love to drink and smoke and do drugs and, you know, fuck everybody that they can. God forbid y'all say the word pussy or you see any naked people out, because America is fake Christian. So they couldn't call it P-Valley because cable providers are like, we ain't gonna listen, we ain't gonna win, so P-Valley it is. Beautiful show. Representation of black life in a certain area, in a certain industry, right? So we got Uncle Clifford,
runs the pink. He don't play no games. Reminds me of Dollar Bill with like better outfits and sassier comments. Uncle Clifford. Mercedes, Queen Bee of the pink. They got Sadie Sundays. She's making it rain, making it hail, making it snow, helping everybody pay their bills. New Girl, Autumn. And she got a little identity fraud issue going on. And the show, like, has a bit to do with Hurricane Katrina and the aftermath of that. So it's very interesting to see all of that intertwined because I'm sure this was very, very relevant and prevalent in the South. Maybe even still, but especially right after that happened, there was a lot of moving parts going on. And it's just, it's such a great show. I cannot say enough. I really, really want you to watch it, but it delves into Black church in the South and the dynamics of that. It delves into family dynamics, and you know how the whites that have been having that slave money for a long time still own the plantation, how they might slip out and have a kid with somebody else that's not necessarily of their caste and of their color, and how that can deteriorate things as well. So please go check out P-Valley. It is a wealth of just different types of Black people and stories, and it's beautiful. And I think now we're on episode 5. I'm getting episode 5 when this comes out. So please go catch up on it if you have not watched any of P-Valley. You can buy Starz as a standalone, like, digital streaming service if you do not have cable. So I watch it through Amazon Prime, and I have a Starz subscription, so I watch it there. So please, go support the girls, follow them on Twitter, shout them out. They're all very beautiful, very smart ladies, talented as well, and they do a great job depicting these characters from the outfits to the situation to the accents. It is all beautiful for me. So go check it out, P-Valley, rep the girls, and we're going to be in the pink this Sunday, throwing it up. Listen to Lil Murda for my Look of the Week segment. This week on Look of the Week, I'm going to bring you 4 lovely ladies, and let's get started. So, the first up this week is the beautiful and multi-talented Kerry Washington in a Chanel official look, God's Glory, beautiful afro, styled by Luxury Law for Town and Country magazine. She also is on the cover. And I must say, Kerry Washington is looking like 70s, Jubilee time. Can you feel a brand new day? The Wiz, she is looking like Black royalty. Black money, Black love, Black pride. It is just, wow. I love to see that. And especially on Town & Country magazine. Luxury Law, you are not out here to play. Okay, I've seen what you did with the inside cover too. Law, keep giving us, like, build up that Black fashion icon status, so when I have children, like, I can point them in the direction of, look at Luxury Law. He always kept the Black girl fly. Look at that. You want to know how to dress? You want to know how people used to do whatever? Check it out. So I thank you, and I thank you, Kerry. And Kerry's always been a fashion girl. Kerry's from New York. I think she went to, I think it's called the Smith School or something. It's real fancy, real ritzy school. So Kerry is no stranger to luxury and some designer and some well-placed jewelry and whatnot. So Kerry, as an OG, just keep making it rain on us. Fashion and beauty and just delicate feminine energy. I love it, Kerry Washington. Nobody does it like you when it comes to that. I know we just had Cardi like an episode or two ago, but this look could not go unnoticed. Like, I could not speak about this look. So, she is in all cobalt blue, leather, buttery soft, a beret, bone straight hair, makeup on, and her newly purchased Birkin. Now, Cardi explained to us that although you've seen her with an array of Birkins, she has never purchased one because she is a wife, and she is the wife of a wealthy man. So, she, now that she, I told y'all, she's been living in L.A., and you can see it. Woo! She said she put together some coins. She looked around, she searched around, and she made her first Birkin purchase, this blue alligator crocodile skin Birkin bag. It is just, I cannot say enough. So, she did not have any details tagged on this look, so I assume that it's custom, especially given the backstory that I just gave you. So I feel like she always worked, Colin is her stylist, and he does not miss. Like, I've never seen a Colin look, and I was like, ooh, or maybe he could do, no. Colin is up there. If Luxury Law is tip-top, Colin is, he's right up there. Okay? Because since him and Cardi been together, it's been consistent. This, knowing the importance of this break-in, and as any fashion girl would, she waited for this moment. And I think this might have been the first public outing with Cardi and her Birkin that I want to call Barty because it's blue. So,
people might
feel like I'm doing too much, but I am a fashion girl. Like, this is a lot. This is beautiful. And I couldn't see the shoes, but I feel like the shoes are probably wrapped in the same fabric. And you know what? He's been working with Baba Janae a lot. African designer that does a lot of custom things. Like we talked about, he did Saweetie's custom red dress. So Baba might have been on this. It's leather. Seems like it's in his wheelhouse. I'm just saying. So, check that out. Cardi B look of the week. Please show us the shoes. Because I know the shoes are blue. I need to see it. Thank you so much, Cardi B look of the week. We have Diana Gordon in Supriya Lili, styled by Ben Pieria. I hope I did not mess that up. For Sense Magazine. Now, it's this like blue, gauzy, see-through look, and it's just money. I saw Diana like doing all her poses for her at-home shoot in it. I wanted it immediately. So shout out to the designer. You did a great job. I follow you already. So I'm on your page, and I'm looking for some stuff that I can buy that I can afford to add to my collection because your vibe is my vibe, and I need you right here. Ben, you ain't no slouch because the whole shoot was fire. The black wrap with the leather skirt, I want all of it. Ben, you have been followed too. Because I need, and if I get rich, all the, you know, it's going to be very well placed. I'm going to have a bevy of stylists and designers on call because this is what I do. I form it. I rake it all in. Great job, Diana. Beautiful.
Last, but certainly.
And not least, we have Jordan Woods in an oversized blazer, jeans, white crop top or bralette, a vintage Chanel bag, and a New Era Dodgers game day hat. So, I love this look because it's very LA. Like, the vintage Chanel with the oversized blazer and the bralette, like, that would have been enough to, yep, I've seen her a million times on Melrose. But the LA hat sets it off, and that's what makes it a tan look for me. I can close this blazer, I'm going to the bank real quick. I might stop by my grandma's church and drop off some money. And then I'm going to take this blazer off, go down to the beach, go shopping, go eat lunch, dinner with my boo real quick. Go to my hair appointment, get my nails, and go home. That is a girl about town in California look. So thank you, Jordan. Accessories also on point. Makeup also on point. Jordan Woods for the win. And that is it for my look of the week segment. If you want to be on look of the week and you got some fire looks that you want to share, please DM me at TamNotTammy or Watch Time to Time with hashtag look of the week. Show your look and I will feature it here because that's what I do. I cover fire looks. I also want to share with you that the shirt I am wearing today is by my little brother and his brand, Lost Hearts Club. So, this is a bit big. I stole this shirt. I didn't purchase it. I stole it from his like workshop area when I went over there to visit him and like check on his process. So that's why it's a little oversized, but the shirt is very nice. I will put the back up too so y'all can see it. Fire, go support my little brother, follow Lost Hearts Club on Instagram, and buy something. Young entrepreneur, he's 18, he's just out of high school. You know, the world is real, real dim, it's real, real close. Go support the kids. Put him on the right path.
So let's welcome JS to the Tam Tonight Show. Hey.
Hi, what's up?
Yeah, let's start off and tell us a little bit about yourself. I found you because your cover art for your new EP kind of was going around social media, and I loved it. I love a durag moment. So I thought it was so perfectly executed, especially for a new person. So it just made me want to do my shot and reach out to you, and you responded. So here we are.
Praise God. Thank you so much. So my name is Jordan Standifer. My stage name is JS, and I am an artist from Mississippi. I'm going to tell you my age, praise God. But yeah, I'm out here. I'm a new artist trying to get my name out there. I'm a creative, and hopefully my album, JS University, will get the exposure that it deserves. And yeah, here I am.
All right, so let's start out with what part of Mississippi you're from. I love the South.
Okay, so I'm from a place called Aberdeen, Mississippi. Okay. I live in Oxford, Mississippi. I don't know if you've ever heard of like University of Mississippi, Ole Miss.
Yes.
So that's where I live now, but I'm from Aberdeen, Mississippi originally.
Okay, I spent a summer like around the Hazelhurst area.
And okay.
The most country town in my life.
Yeah, it's a little country, but hey.
Mississippi is so beautiful. So I think it sucks that it doesn't get as much like props and stuff as it should in music. I mean, outside of Big Crit, who I think is the only other person that's from around that way.
David Banner.
David Banner, of course.
Brandy is originally from Mississippi.
Yes, she is. And she talked about it on her new project a little bit. She gave a shout out.
Right, Mississippi River, yes.
Yeah, so Mississippi, y'all, the music is down there and it's cooking.
It's here. I'm telling you, it's here.
So let's get into your first song. You sent me two. I don't know how many songs will be on your EP.
It's 13.
Yeah, so you didn't come slick and give us no 5-6 songs. You gave us something to love and listen to.
Yes, yes.
All right. So you gave me Pride is the first song, and it's a very deep song. I loved it. I want to talk about some of the bars in the song. And wait, before we do that, let's say, are you a rapper, singer, or do you want to do both?
I am an artist, and I'm very sensitive about my S. But it's funny because my roots are in R&B, but with this album, I just wanted to say some things, and I feel like it was going to sound better if I rapped them. So I'm just an artist.
Okay, it was a little bit of both of the vibe on both of the songs. So I'm like, okay, I can get behind this. This is a very multifaceted person.
Yeah.
Just from my experience, it sounds a little bit like you have some training. So I feel like you might have grown up in church a little bit. You might have been in church choir.
Most definitely.
Yes, those singers have a little bit more control and stuff over their voice. Yeah. I just want to give you props for that.
Thank you.
Let's get into Pride. So you're talking about like your mom thinks you're chilling in your room, but you got some deep shit going on.
Right.
No shade to moms, especially single moms.
That's love you, mom.
I come from. Right. Yeah, it's like a lot of times, especially when you're a good kid, if you go to school and you don't really cause no trouble, when you're at home and you're being quiet, your mom really thinks everything is straight, and they might not know like the deep personal stuff that you have going on. Right. When you're a good kid, and I think when you only have your mom and you realize the stuff she's going through, I think it teaches you very young to hide. Like, yeah. I learned super young that if I was having a bad day at school or something was going on, that I can handle it, I handle it. I don't need to bring that drama to my mom. Like,
correct.
She got enough going on, so if it's anything with me, let me just keep it inside. And I think we kind of grow up with that, and we become very tough adults. We don't want to show nobody the cracks. But it gets hard. So you're a kid, you're going through this in your room, you're dealing with identity issues, sexuality issues. We grew up in this hypersexual time. Lord knows what we were seeing and hearing on TV. Yeah. And it's like, with that, plus being a Black man, plus being in the South, it must suck. You don't have nobody to go to and feel comfortable, or like you're not going to be judged even a little bit.
Right.
We're just trying to figure some stuff out, work through some stuff. So talk to me about the song and kind of maybe your experience with all of that stuff.
Yeah, so I grew up, I was the only child. I really didn't have like brothers and sisters that, you know, I could just grow up with and talk to if I wanted to. And my mom worked. So my safe haven was my room and writing like in my journal or whatever. And you know, growing up, I really didn't know myself, you know, I really didn't know what sexuality really was. I didn't really know the feelings that I was experiencing. I really didn't know. So a lot of stuff I had to deal with on my own. And in this song, I just wanted to be transparent right off the bat. And I wanted to just express, you know, you can have self-pride, you know, no matter where you come from, grow up, you know, the past is the past. Just look towards the future and be yourself at the end of the day and have that self-pride to want to become the person that you really want to be.
I love that so much. And I would like to think that that message could be applied to anyone, any situation.
Right.
Regardless of like the details of the song, you might just be struggling with anything that you feel like you can't
get
anybody with, and that can help you out. But I want to ask you, does like the popularity and all of a sudden the open arms that hip hop seems to be having with gay men or LGBT community as a whole, because I've even seen people that maybe identify as trans doing rap and stuff like that, and it seems like they're being accepted. So did all of that being out in the front, like somebody as open and flamboyant as a Saucy Santana, let you feel like, look, I can tell my story, like, be out here doing it?
Yeah, to be honest, yes. Yes and no, because, like I said, when my documentary drops Friday, you'll see, like, I just really want to stay true to myself within my artistry. And I feel like that was very important. And I wrote this song probably in 2016.
Oh, wow.
And it originally was not supposed to be on the album. But once I went back and listened, I said, I got to tell this story. So I feel like since the industry is more accepting of, you know, the LGBT plus community now, it was a decision where I was like, well, I can put it out. And hey, if Saucy Santana, baby, Lil Nas X out here doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I should be able to tell my story and it won't be so bad, you know?
Yes. And the other thing with it, I went to fashion school, so I've grown up around a range of people and identities and sexuality. I feel like when the doors kind of open a little bit, it's the same thing as like rap and R&B. Everybody doesn't have the same story. So everybody's not a drug dealer. Everybody's daddy goes to jail and blah, blah, blah. There came out where there was a time of the backpack rap, like Kanye West and Drake. So in the gay community, there's going to be a lot of that too. And they should have variety in the, the story. I shouldn't have to be flamboyant if I don't want to be. I shouldn't have to be if I don't want to.
Right.
I should be able to be myself and let that be that. So I'm so excited to see that. And the,
Thank you.
I feel like the more stories that's out, the better for all of us.
Right.
Like, I feel like there needs to be more girls that identify differently sexually to kind of take the heat off Young MA, because she out here all by herself. It's like, all of y'all girls be mixing it up with each other. I hear it in your rap.
Right. For real.
But you don't want to wear it, and you don't want that to be stuck as your identity like Young MA. So come on, ladies, come up to the forefront. Let's get this
Yeah.
All right. And then your second song is Mississippi Sun. Now, as a fan of Big Creek, and as a person that spent time in Mississippi, I just, as soon as the song came on, the beat, the way it's structured, all that, I was like, this could be a hit. And he's a new guy.
Thank you.
Sound of Fire. Like, if there was a movie, like, you know how when, what is that? 3-6 Mafia did the Hustle and Flow. When Hustle and Flow came out, it was like, it needs to be some real ass music in this video, this movie. I feel like that's what your song is. It needs to be in some type of movie or show about Mississippi.
Thank you.
And it was good. But again, I was a little bit confused. I didn't get to talk to you first. I was like, is he singing on this or is he one of the rappers?
So I was singing.
Okay.
So I started out singing. Yeah, my homeboy Devin Blackman, he's the rapper, and then my best friend is doing like background vocals too.
Okay. So, I love the hook. So if you can like maybe tell us about the hook or explain a little bit about the song and all that.
Yes, of course. So Mississippi Sun is basically a song about me growing up in Mississippi. It's also talking about basically, people who grow up in Mississippi have this mentality where, okay, so I'm from Mississippi. I can't move out of Mississippi. I can't be this big person in the industry. I can't do this and do this and do this. So with the hook, it says, Mississippi sun, you shine so bright. Mississippi sun, you light up the sky. Mississippi sun, your work is not done. Mississippi sun, you are the one. I just wanted to just give a message of, you know, if you want to do something, put the work in, no matter where you're from. If you're from Mississippi, the Delta, it doesn't matter. If you put the work in, get your name out there, you can shine as bright as you want to shine. So yes
it was so great. And like, maybe I don't know if you watch P-Valley at all.
Oh, I love P-Valley. Love P-Valley.
P-Valley. And when I heard that song, I was like, wait, this needs to be
y'all put me to on P-Valley.
This song on P-Valley, like, this is Uncle Clifford's song. Mississippi Sun, I know you're gonna get that money, Uncle Clifford. I know you're gonna tear down the pink.
So yeah, Mississippi Sun, I love the song. I really love that song a lot.
So where else do you feel like a person coming from Mississippi, you know how it's the whole thing, like the South has something to say, but the South has sort of been ruling music for a long time, maybe the past 10 years, 15 years, but it's mostly Atlanta.
Atlanta is the spot, right.
So what do you feel about other places in the South kind of getting shine? Of course, Houston is on the map because of Beyonce, and Bumpy, and all them, and now Megan. But like Mississippi, we haven't had nobody come out of Mississippi in a long time.
Right. And I feel like, you know, Mississippi is a very poor state and is always overlooked because of its racism, you know, things like that. So I feel like if people were to come, if A&Rs were to just to come to Mississippi and sit in a church service and hear these raw talent sing, like, Mississippi has so much talent, unseen talent, and it's crazy that people are just scared, like I said, people are just scared to step out on faith and just, you know, make a video of you singing on Instagram or something, because they have this mentality where, child, ain't nobody gonna see my stuff, so I ain't got time to be trying to, you know.
And I think that it's not just in the South, but I think all sort of Black people, because I'm from California, I'm from LA, and it that same sort of attitude. I think we kind of get the worst of a lot of things, and we get the brunt of it, and it beats down the spirit. So even if you are good, and even your friends is hyping you up, and at church, and maybe your choir lady at school is like, you have a really beautiful voice, you could do this. You're like, girl, I'm still broke. I still live here. Like, my cousin was trying to do that. And he asked me for money. Like, no, I'm not doing that sort of thing. Right. Where, if you just keep keep putting yourself out there, especially in a place that has such a rich history and everybody living like a real life and you got real stories. I mean, that's what made New York kick off with hip hop, and then LA later, because we were going through police brutality and all types of shit, and NWA wanted to let the world know about that and what was going on in Compton. So why not the Mississippi? Look, yeah, it's fucked up and people be racist out here and we all living poor and explain, tell your side of the story, because it's not all glitz and glamour. Like,
it's not. And I can honestly say, like, me growing up in Mississippi, living in Mississippi, now, I've never had a like a big racist like moment in my life where somebody was like just really racist towards me. We have a lot of different people, especially in Oxford, since Oxford is like a university town. Like, it's very diverse. A lot of people from out of town live here. So it's not all KKK, lighting fires, burning people. You know, of course, the history is what it is. But Mississippi just needs to be put on a brighter spectrum, you know. And with people like being...
clear the path out.
Yes, and with all this music, people being musically inclined, like, I feel like that's a good start for Mississippi to be looked at in a brighter sense. For real.
And for a person like me, who, like I said, I love the South. I love to visit the South. New Orleans is one of my favorite cities to go to.
Me too.
And it's such rich history, and with the music and all that, and people just play music on the street. I kind of don't get why it's not the same in Mississippi. Like, Mississippi is the home of the blues and all of this stuff. Why, even country music? Why isn't more coming out of there? I don't get it. Or even maybe to do with the culture and a little bit of the
Pop. And probably, you know, Mississippi, our biggest city is like Jackson, Hattiesburg, and it's still like no like big nightlife or big tall buildings or anything. So we just real country. So I feel like that plays a lot into
That's where it comes out of, because even when I go down to Memphis, it's like, it's not the most jumping place, but they got Beale Street. So if I was I was aspiring to do music or something, I know I could head over to Beale on certain amounts of certain days of the week and like maybe play my music or try to attract the crowd. But yeah, Mississippi, where you gonna do that? In Jackson by the courthouse or something?
If like,
even in LA, we got the beach and the homeless people will go down there and play music and try to make
I'm dead. Lord Jesus.
It's something. So everybody got to start somewhere, but
yes.
I feel it. So do you feel like, with all the information that you shared, do you think maybe the musical revolution could come out of Mississippi, maybe from the colleges and the college towns? Because, you know, young people are a little bit more hopeful. They got more aspirations.
Yeah.
And the college might have tools. Oh, I can get my song on the college.
Right. I feel like most definitely, especially like I said with Oxford, it's a really wealthy little town. So I feel like the college towns would be the most popping places to try to get something done.
All right, because I like solution oriented. We're not just gonna complain about what's going on. We're gonna what we gotta do. So with you and your debut project, you're gonna have 13 songs. You're gonna release a documentary, and that'll sort of tell it a little bit further. Are you gonna do any music videos? Because we're living in the time of Corona, and it's locked.
Okay, so I'm currently in the planning stages of doing a visual. I'm not gonna tell you the song, because right now it's still in the, you know, baby steps. But yes, I plan on doing a visual for a song. If you pre-order the album Friday, you'll get two tracks from the album. And the album comes out next Friday. But yeah, the documentary is really good too. It has a lot of music in it. And it just gives like a background of the album and the process and me doing my thing behind the scenes. So hope y'all check that out.
Yeah. So this is not going to be the last that we're hearing from you, I'm sure.
Oh my gosh.
Your
okay.
First project that you're ever putting out, is there any other stuff we can dig up on YouTube to know, like,
oh Lord, you know, okay. So this is the thing. So I went to the University of Southern Mississippi first in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and I was a sound engineer major. And a lot of times I would do like little like EPs and stuff for my sound projects. So if you want to just listen to some stuff that's horrible, I really don't want y'all to, but if you want to, I have a lot of stuff on SoundCloud, my SoundCloud, that you can check out.
Okay, cool. So we're going to go round it up for you. This is
round it up. Just listen. Don't judge me. Listen. Just listen.
And then we'll be able to hear the growth with this new project.
That part.
Everybody's going to pre-order JS University. We can pre-order it on Friday. When is it going to be out?
It's going to be out next Friday.
Okay. So yes. Everybody, pre-save all of that. Is it available on all streaming platforms?
All streaming platforms. All major streaming platforms. Oh, praise God. Is there
anything else you want to plug?
I'm just so happy that you reached out to me. This is exciting. You have made my whole year. Doing this interview for you guys. I mean, it's amazing. And I love your platform. And yeah, let's go. JS University.
Yes. I thank you so much for coming. I'm so happy I could make you happy. I love music. So hearing your new music, oh, just hit me in the chest. And it was good.
That's amazing.
That's the thing. It's a lot of new music out here, but all of it ain't good. Lord help me. Yeah. So your music came, it hit me right in the, I wanted to talk to you. I could not wait. And I hope you're going to sell some of this merch so we can support you.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do another. I already did a lunch previously, just a little quick lunch, but most definitely when the album comes out, I have a lot more stuff. Yeah,
so we can buy it because I have a rap t-shirt collection when I go to concerts. Okay. And stuff. So
that's add amazing. JS
into the mix.
Yes, thank you so much.
My pleasure. I can't wait till the full project comes out. I'm gonna watch the documentary and we're gonna review the documentary here too. So
thank you so much.
Fan account now, all JS, notification whereabouts.
Thank you.
Photos will be here on Tam tonight.
I'm amazing. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And I hope you have a nice day. If you want
to sell my love.
Sell us some durags. I want to get my...
You know what? And I did PR packages for like 25 people that was like a part of the project and like close friends and stuff. And they actually had like the durags in the PR package. Yeah, so be on the lookout. I'm going to get with you. I might send you a little something. So
I'll be waiting. All right. And I will have it here tied properly in the front.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Bye.
To my favorite part of the show, 106 in Parking Lot with your host, Tam. And let's get into it. So this week we got a ton of music, but I like to structure and break it down in a way y'all know. Y'all be here every week, stuff. So first album we got is Folklore by Taylor Swift. And it has 16 songs, fire. Now, I am sure that Taylor Swift is getting a bevy of promotion and whatnot, and she probably already did because this album kind of came out a little while ago. But I love Taylor Swift, and I could not do a Music 7 without giving her shout out, because I've been loving her since Teardrops on My Guitar, Taylor Swift. So yeah, at no time are we gonna go all the way over it. Like I said, she's getting a ton of promo elsewhere, but for my love of Taylor Swift, we're just gonna let y'all know. So first song on Folklore by Taylor Swift that I love is The One, and it's tight because it's Taylor, I'm on some new shit, saying yes instead of no, I realize the error in my ways, and I want a certain type of life, I want a certain type of love, so I'm trying to move differently, but still not really going as planned. And I think it's really cool because Taylor is it would have been fun if you would have been the one. That's the gist of the song. It just would have been real cool, it would have been lit, it would have been tanked up, our family get along, our friends are cool, you cute, I'm cute. It would have worked out, but can't always be perfect. And I think a lot of people in Taylor's age group, our age group, we understand that. Not necessarily even the one that got away, but just could have been the one, would have been cool. Next is Cardigan. And it's when they are young and beautiful, they think you know nothing. So it's you get slipped through real easy. And just, it's I think all girls, especially in a girl in Taylor's situation that has a little bit of money, understand that how dismissive people of a certain stature can be to a young woman, especially when you are cute and maybe you are known for frivolous things. Taylor is a pop star. People, she might move in circles with certain people that don't really think that that's nothing of note or of importance. They think that she's just vapid when she could be a really smart, intellectual person. That's what I get from the song. Then we have The Last Great American Dynasty. And this might be my favorite song on the project. Like I said, there's a whole bunch of cool songs, but this song, I love how a story is told and the picture is painted, and Taylor does that very well in this song. And it's telling the story of, I think it's the Standard Oil heir, the son, and he married this divorcee type, or Wallace Simpson type woman. They were partying and turning up, bought them a nice house on the coast, on the East Coast, and they called it Holiday House. And apparently it's a very ritzy, white area.
so much so that it's not even something that's just readily available and you can just go to. You kind of have to know the area to get down there. I read an article and it was like, you have to traverse down this little, these rocks and this hill, and then you get to the sand and you gotta walk some more and then it's over there. So it's very secluded. And Taylor Swift purchased this house. So it has this sordid history, you know, as a property owner. When you're buying a house, you kind of know the backstory, whatever, and especially if it's a famous backstory like this one. So Taylor, in the song, is just talking about the story, all of that, how they kind of blame this guy's downfall on the woman, of course, which always happens. And she's like, you know, she had a marvelous time ruining everything. Now, Taylor is that new girl in the house with the money. And she's like, I had a marvelous time ruining everything. And I wonder if that is a nod to her, like, coming into their nice, quiet, white neighborhood, real closed off. And sort of, she put a sign up that was like, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So it's basically letting everybody know that that was her house, on top of the fact that, you know, TMZ, all blogs, any news outlet is going to report when celebrities buy a new house and they do the aerial shots and all of that. So I guess it caused a whole bunch of commotion. Fans and stands out there on the beach trying to get a picture, trying to catch a Taylor sighting. All right, probably paparazzi as well. And it just disturbed the peace and the serenity of this, you know, coastal town. So much so they tried to drive her out, but Taylor got that bag. So she was able to fight through all of the court and the little legal things they tried to throw her way. And I think it just mostly comes from hate. Like, first of all, they probably don't even like it, you know, that Taylor came and she bought her house in cash. Like, what's good? Making this big old splash. Also, she's a rich lady and she's not attached to any type of man. So there is no, I think people sort of in a way think that that tones you down or gives a person like, oh, yeah, she's in check or her husband didn't. But when it's a lady, it makes people more uncomfortable. So I'm not saying that Taylor Swift is like Ruby Bridges or nothing, Coretta Scott King. But I do feel like, to a certain degree, Taylor Swift is like the blonde who sat behind the door. And she goes into these very traditional white spaces, upper crust, and she sort of kicks the door in. And if not, makes it readily available because, you know, everybody can't afford. She puts it sort of on the map and lets this thing know, like, you're not just going to do this. Look, I live here now. A whole bunch of people gonna be out. Fans, what have you. I own a part of this beach. So it's like, suck it. Like, get over it. You're not about to check me. Who gonna check me? So it's like, I love it. I love a boss move from a lady. So, shout out to Taylor Swift. Last Great American Dynasty. Beautiful song. Wonderful storytelling ability. And listen to the rest of Folklore if you are a Taylor Swift fan like myself. On to what I've been waiting for feels like years. Right? Because it's been a long time since the previous project. But B7 by Brandy. I was so pumped up when I saw this come up on my Apple Music. Like, so I could pre-save it or whatever, and I got to hear Rather Be. And just, oh my god. So since that happened, I've been waiting for the full project to come out, and it's out. So, B7 by Brandy, 15 songs, all perfect. Let's go through them. First song, Saving All My Love. Sorry for my tardiness. Long time I was broken. You know, Brandy comes with the bars, and it's just, it's a great song, go listen to it. Unconditional Oceans, though I contemplate for heaven's sake, it ain't always you sometimes, it's just the timing. When we're going, we're diving in the ocean. Brandy, please listen to the lyrics in these songs, they're beautiful. Okay, now on to number three, my absolute favorite song on the project, hands down, no competition. And it's gonna go in the rotation with the vault of all the other Brandy music that I have. It's that serious, it's that good. And I believe Victoria Monet either wrote on this song, because I saw a post by her on Instagram, like, thanking Brandy for letting her be involved and all of that. So shout out to Victoria Monet. You know we love some Victoria Monet on this channel. So get the songwriting credits. Girl, build that legacy up, and to do it with Brandy, like, shot to the heart. I know you felt the joy and, like, wow, the power coursing through you, and Brandy singing your words. Oh god, I would die, I would pass out. So, Rather Be, perfect song, perfect vocals. I cannot say enough. I could talk about this for a full episode. Beautiful song. Then All My Life. Now Brandy
has all of these little All My Life sort of transitions throughout the album. They're not, I don't think they're really songs. They sound very good though, so we're gonna keep them.
But I wouldn't really count them as songs. So I think it would like shorten the project a little bit. But the transitions, they flow very well. Lucid Dream. One more strike and I'm out. I had to figure it out. Just bomb. Again, Brandy does not miss. Lucy Green. Borderline. This, I think, is a fan favorite. This is the song that kind of was viral from the project when it first came out. Everyone was talking about it across social media, and I think it's because of the lyrics. Brandy is like, don't you ever hurt me, I'll change on you. And never cheated, never lie. I'm the most jealous girl. Just bomb. And like My Little Fake, raspy early in the morning thing does nothing to compare to what she puts on these songs. So please, check it out. Loose.
Borderline.
No Tomorrow. When you look at me, I feel so beautiful. It's just, oh, you do me like that. Bomb. Vibe. Sunday morning drive.
Go and get your hair done.
Bomb. Say something. Hurt you my bad, but how low can you go? The bars. I love this song so much.
I think it's my number two favorite
song because it's just really talking about what you go through when you're in a real ass love situation. So please, say something.
You're gonna need me one day.
Ooh.
Another All My Life.
And then I Am More. I'm more.
My love is too much. I cannot be attached to you.
That's not me. It's too much. I love you more than her. I am more.
I am. More than a woman.
More than a lover. I am more. Brandy. Bar. And you know, that should be
the header theme for every girl. All girls are too good to be assigned to. You need to be the
star in your narrative, okay? You do not have time. Listen to I Am More by Brandy.
Shake that dust off of you, okay? You're better than that. Rise above. And Brandy gives the
bars on that song.
Talking about, I've been at this since 1994. With
you. You won't catch me in a group singing with no other chicks. So why would you think I'm be
background dancing with you, boy? Do
I pop chicks? Nah, it ain't it. And that's true. Shake the spear. Brandy been out here solo. I'm just saying. Can't nobody stunt like that. Brandy.
High Heels. And it's featuring Sarai, Brandy's daughter. Now this song is so cute.
Brandy again throws a little rap in there, which I think is very cool. A little bit, not so new, because Brandy's been doing it for a minute, but just a newer vibe from Brandy.
And I love that her daughter is featured on the song. I think from what I saw on social media, Sarai wants to be a singer as well and pursue a career in music.
So we will be following her moves and whatever song
she comes out with, EP.
We will be covering it here on the Tam Tonight Show because I'm a lifelong Brandy fan since the days of Moesha. I had the doll. I watched
Cinderella. Okay, my grandpa
used to call me, Tam, your show on.
I run to my room, Brandy.
My grandparents knew not to ask me to do nothing until commercial. Like, I'm about that life. So we will be supporting Sarai, hands down, no questions asked. Bam. Then we have Baby Mama by Chance the Rapper. Now, I don't want to compare this to a song, but I just want to give you the vibe. This is going to give the girls the same kind of vibe that the Baby Mama Fantasia song gave, okay? But it's a little bit more 2020.
And it has a rap on there. And Chance the Rapper is coming hard. Like, you know, she ain't ever need you, especially if she used to keep you.
And it's like, yeah. Like, a lot of times I feel
like, though I have my own beliefs on the baby mama, baby daddy situation,
I feel like a lot of times society
and the men in general place the blame on
the woman. Like, oh, you this and that, you a baby mama. But this song is more like,
I'm a baby mama because you was a weak baby daddy. Like, you can never be a husband. You could never
be a good boyfriend, or and I fell short in my judgment of you, my assessment of you, which is why I kick you to the curb. The baby ain't do nothing wrong. So the baby, you know, the baby is straight. You, however, eh. So I'm a baby mama because I'm a thug.
Like, I'm doing what I gotta do. You a baby daddy because you're not shit.
So I like the direction I was going in.
But still, I want better. I want more for you ladies. I want this best, okay?
Black family, tip top of the list. Do better. And if you got a weak baby daddy on the team, it's okay to replace him with like a solid stepdaddy.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. But just
black people, we need to try out the nuclear family. Alright? Just try it out.
See what you do.
Make some money. Build some generational wealth. You know,
do what we gotta do.
But yes, ain't no shade, ain't no slide in. Taking that trash out. So baby mama, Randy, Chance the Rapper.
Then Love Again.
Featuring Daniel Caesar, which was on his project and was absolutely
amazing. That's what let me know. Oh, Brandy wasn't
nowhere, taking no retirement,
no extended break or nothing like
that. She was just in the house cooking and she was waiting for her right songs to come to her.
And I love the harmony that is Daniel Caesar and Brandy's
voice together. Take me to church. Take me to heaven, take me to vacation, like just bomb melting through your ears. Beautiful. And then last but certainly not least, to close out the album, we got Bye Bipolar. Bye Bipolar. I don't want no more disorder. This love that you've given me got me hungover, got me fucked up. I can't do it no more. Please let him go. Release me. Brandy, I think this specific song was kind of talking about her former situation, relationship with her boo. We're not going to give his name any credence because, like I said, we take out the trash. So, but Brandy was like, really, I thought you was down. I thought you loved me, but you just wanted 15% of all my moves. That's why I lost your ring. You could keep your last name. Get him out of here, Brandy. In Jesus' name, we're not fucking with him. Get him out. Rebuke him. We don't need it. Bye. Bipolar with your sideways, halfway love. I don't need it. I don't want it. And they might hear you. Or I need all or nothing. And the dedication. So, 15 perfect songs by Brandy the Voice. Like, and Brandy's voice, I know that a lot of you R&B girls might aspire to a certain stature and style and all of that. But Brandy's voice is something that just cannot be topped. It can't be duplicated, whatever. Brandy has been in the house getting trained by her dad, who is an immaculate, exceptional vocal coach. Okay, down from Mississippi, raised in the church, steeped in that culture. And Brandy has been getting, you know, the tutelage of that all the time. And now her daughter, she's passing it down as well. I've seen some Instagram videos, Brandy on the piano, whipping that baby into shape. So, we will be supporting Brandy here. Brandy, I hope that once this COVID is over, you know what, you could do like a virtual thing. So I'm sure you got a nice mansion set up. You've been on reality TV before, so I know you're used to the antics and how it will go. I think you could really set it off with that. But if you don't want to, please
do like some small, very intimate shows, okay, and charge us for it. Charge us a lot for it.
You know, COVID approved, small groups, mask us up, Dave Chappelle style. But just give us that old
school singing, Brandy. We don't need all the antics. We don't need the lights and the dancers and stuff for you. We just need a
piano, a voice, some
nice gowns. Whitney Houston.
That's Brandy. So this music is fire. So please, lay it on us. And don't take a long time to give us more. I know that you're from the school that you go and you live for a few years and you let it cook out and you spend your money and enjoy your life. But please, Brandy, we're in the time that you can record and you can press the button and you can send it out. Make a SoundCloud. I don't care. I don't.
But don't make us wait 5-6 years for another time.
Please. This is so good. Thank you. I love you so much.
Watch Moesha
right now on Netflix. Go stream it.
We have
also known
as by Hit-Boy and Dom Kennedy. Two California boys.
And they gave us 11 songs and we're going to go through them. First off, we got Offline,
which might be my favorite song on the project. If not number one, it's number two. And it's like,
keep my business offline. It opens with a voicemail from Nipsey Hussle. And although people might have
varying feelings about that, I have seen over the years their personal friendship
with each other, like on social media, sometimes out in public
at shows. So I know that this was not at all fake or like trying to get, you know, extra attention or nothing like that. And it seemed like it was a personal voicemail
left from Nipsey to Dom or Hit-Boy. So
very tactful, respectfully done, and like paying homage to your friend.
So great job, keep my business offline. Pretty Thug, real sexual, and she professional. I'ma come pick you up. Like, that's the Dom Kennedy
that I kind of grew up on, high school and college times.
Just all the girls like that.
That's Dom Kennedy. That's what Pretty Thug is. She's a pretty thug going up West Side.
Go listen to it. Ladies, you're gonna love it. Summertime music, even though
we locked up inside and it's real, real boring. But
Pretty Thug. When the Money Comes featuring 03 Greedo. Now, I'm under the impression that 03 Greedo is in jail. And I watched the little documentary situation
before he left. So I want to know, was this recorded prior to 03 Greedo getting locked up? Is he doing verses from jail? What's the deal? Because if he's doing verses from jail, give us more music. Grape Street Lady.
Okay. I'm waiting for it. I need it.
I want it. So please, if you're
available, if they're doing it over the phone, if you can do it via FaceTime or something, I don't know.
Zoom.
More 03 Greedo. Thank you. Besides that, great song. It's like when the money comes.
Niggas gonna switch up. These hoes gonna switch up. It is what it is.
Yeah, you gotta be prepared. No lay of the land. Fire bars. Great song. Great ride around music.
Also, Dom Kennedy does
like, I don't know if
you call it a flip when you just say somebody's bar or you say it different. I don't know.
But Dom Kennedy says, like, bow down, pray to God, hoping that he's listening. See niggas coming for me and my diamonds while they glistening. We know that's Tupac from Hail Mary. So I don't know what to call that. It's not like a remix. He just said it in the song, but do with that what you will.
We Blessed. Now, We Blessed, I like this song
a lot because of what he has to say, Dom Kennedy. And they go back and forth a lot. Hit-Boy and Dom Kennedy drop this project, but they have very distinct voices.
So it's easy to tell them apart. But Dom Kennedy says, underpay, really, I did it for the love. No nomination, the bottle sent from Puff. And back at Katana yelling, poor me.
Yeah. I wonder what they got in the sake that make these rap niggas think they can sign me.
They make these broke hoes think they could tax me. Fat in the ass cheeks.
You need you an athlete.
Like, what? Me, I'm a thug, skip class, supreme bag, I got a little cash. Dom Kennedy with bars, Westside bars. I'm just saying. Then we have 87 Benzo featuring 24 Hours. Now, I've never heard of this 24 Hours person, but if he does have more music, I would like to be tagged in it. Comment me, let me know or something, because I liked his bars on this
song. He's like, I'm in the 87 Benzo. She said, 20, can you buy me that new Kenzo? That was cute. Lou Rawls, he starts off with the flow from All About the Benjamins. Like, what y'all want to do? Want to be brawlers, shot callers, brawlers, steady dipping in the...
Brawlers, like... So, again, I don't know what to call it.
If it's a remix, or if it's like, I don't know, but it's a cool song. Getting show money like Lou Rawls.
City on Lock featuring Nas. Now, it's Nas, so if you're on this channel,
and I got to convince you to listen to anything with Nas on it, I don't know.
Why are you spending time here? Because you clearly don't like rap. And you don't like music, and we probably wouldn't be friends in real life if you don't like Nas. So, City on Lock, check it out right now. Duh, it's Nas. When I say Nas, I'm going to just go listen to it. She don't have to tell you nothing else. Period.
Intersection.
I've been
really out here going gives us. That is something I would recommend. Sound like every intersection.
The Return. Now, The Return, I told y'all. The Offline was maybe my first favorite song. Or second, I don't know. Because Return, Dom Kennedy.
Comes so hard with the bar.
Dom Kennedy said, the 99 Turbo is
out of your budget. That's 2021 shit. It's a recession, but I still got money.
Yeah. Even in a crisis, my wife gonna
have an ice wrist.
I gotta be the top pick.
Let the church say amen
for the hustlers, okay? Because he said, even in a pandemic, niggas are sick. It's millions unemployed. My wife is going to be out here high. I'm just saying.
What do we got to do? What do we got to propaganda? Like, put it on the billboard. Let all of them know. This is what y'all need to be doing. These are priorities.
Take care of your house. Take care of your family. Make sure your wife is happy. And then go do what you want to do. Because then ain't nobody going to care.
All of this be all good over here. You do whatever you want to do. Nobody worry about you.
I'm just saying. Two and two together. Grown man silence.
Contribute.
Hit-Boy comes with the bars talking about going
sicko and insane for the days of windshield wiper than working the rain. I feel that, Hit-Boy.
Let them know.
And then to close the album out, we got Good Luck, where Dom Kennedy lets y'all know he's not one to be played with. He says, fuck
a bodyguard, nigga. I'm
going bust. Bumpy
Johnson. In my city, you can get your throat cut. And I think that is a little bit of PTSD from just growing up in LA in general, and then the situation
that just happened with Nipsey Hussle.
Everybody was aware that Nipsey Hussle was surrounded by friends, had bodyguards, people
that would, you know, go hard for him. And this person basically
ran up on him because
he knew that he, as an
individual, would be unprepared because of all the things he had in place. So Dom Kennedy's like, you ain't about to catch me.
Run up on me again, guy.
And I mean, in these dark times, you gotta respect it. Like I said, millions of people unemployed. It's about to get real dicey, real spicy out here.
So, if you're moving around a certain way, if you're dressed a certain way, if you drive a certain type of vehicle, live a certain type of life, you might need to,
I don't advocate violence.
I'm just saying, you might need to keep some
things about your person
that you can protect
yourself in the event of emergency. There you go. And that is that for also known as
Dom Kennedy speaking here. Now we are
going to talk about the singles. And this week, I got 5 singles for you, and I want to go through them. So, Do You by Ryan Destiny. Ryan Destiny is
the girl formerly in the show Stars. I don't know if Stars is still on, but it's a show about like a girl group and stuff. Google Ryan Destiny, you'll see it come up. She's a great actress, but she also sings. And that's how I became familiar with Ryan Destiny, because I like her little R&B vibe that she puts out. She always looks cute.
I love a girl that serves a look. So, Do You, Ryan Destiny, out right now. Go download
by Dream Support
Ryan. Move your hips, okay?
Ferg featuring Nicki Minaj is out right now everywhere. Great song. Ferg, such an incredible rapper and a nice guy, not a creep on his body. Okay, so go support Ferg. And I believe his longtime girlfriend and famed photographer, Renelle, is on the cover of this, so I like it a lot. Go check out the single right now.
Make Me Feel, Skip Marley with Ari Lennox.
Now, this song is so cute, and I love what Skip Marley is doing, including all the R&B girls that kind of match his vibe on projects with him. I think he is going to make that run for the Grammy again.
So I'm so excited to see it. Also, I saw some
things on Ari's Instagram page that are hinting that they are filming a music video right now, so I can't wait to see what they do
with that and how it turns out. Go stream Make Me Feel right now, Skip Marley, featuring Ari Lennox. Do Better by Coi Leray. Coi Leray
is about to come out with an EP, so I think this is just a
song off of it.
And we'll see where she goes with it, but Do Better is a
great song. Check it out.
Be on the lookout for Coi Leray's new music.
Because with her prior visual
music outfits, I know that she's going to come hard. She's in the house. I know she's
been cooking up. So we'll keep your eyes, ears open. And follow her on social media
if you don't, so you can get the update.
And then last for the single,
we got Aquí Yo Mando by Caliuchis featuring Rico Nasty. Now, you know I love Rico Nasty. And
Caliuchis got her rapping in Spanish. Incredible. Now, Caliuchis is from Colombia originally,
and if you are at all familiar with Colombia and their music scene a little bit, they love some good rock music. So I think that the Rico Nasty and Caliuchis together, that vibe, and the, what I saw the snippets in the music video,
go through the roof. The song is cool. A lot of it is
in Spanish, so if you don't like that, I don't know what to really tell you, but there are a lot of parts in English, so it's not like you're going to be completely in the dark. And just dance and just feel the vibe. You don't got to know what everybody's saying. Do you know what the Migos are saying all the time? Like, hell no. So just go check it out. Caliuchis, Rico Nasty.
Aquí Yo Mando.
And now for the music video.
So, we have Can I by Kehlani. Now, y'all know when I
reviewed,
it was good until it wasn't. Can I was my favorite
song off the project besides Open Passionate and Water. It goes
Open Passionate, Can I, and then Water. Those are my three favorite songs off the project. I listened to the whole thing weekly.
I'm just saying.
So I was so excited to
see that Kehlani did a visual for Can I. She
decided to exclude Tory Lanez because of
what is going on with him and Megan Thee Stallion and showing her solidarity, you know, girl
power. Kehlani is a real one. And she made the video like a cam girl session
between Kehlani and all of these different girls.
And she cast real sex workers in the visual. So she is doing the girl power thing all the way around. It's
an incredible visual. The white outfit she wore was very cute. And it's just,
it's a vibe, so go check it out. Can I?
Kehlani right now.
Pack Light by Queen Naija. This song is like a sample of Erykah Badu's Pack
Light.
Great song. She did an amazing job with the
music video
paired up with Tiana Taylor and the Aunties production. They took it back in the time,
50s style, and they made Naija like a type of like lounge singer. And her man is like a mechanic, and he's out supposed to be doing work, but he didn't
talking to other girls and blah blah blah. And just go watch it. It's very
cinematic. It's a movie, and that's what Tiana Taylor I think does so beautifully. And that's why her star rose very quickly on that director side of things, because I think she spent a lot of time as a teenager
being around sets and on sets in the various projects she was involved in as an actress, that she just soaked it all in. So it's
nothing for her to take a song
and then just take it to a whole nother place. So beautiful job. Cannot wait. And she's expecting a baby any day now, so fingers crossed, prayers up for that.
Keep the family
safe and covered. So congratulations to Queen Naija. Incredible video. And I
want you more on this path of cinematic style, because you're a beautiful girl. You got a lot of talent. You seem very multifaceted. Less of you acting in more of your music videos.
And then maybe we can project that into you being in future film. You know what I'm talking about? Dress for the job you want. You need all the checks, Naija.
You can get it.
I feel like a whole
brand new
bitch. Bussin'.
Saweetie bussin'.
Okay, we got Saweetie
and Pay Money with Bussin' 2.0. Music video was so cute. I'm glad they did not let Corona get in the way and stop them from joining up together to create a cute
visual. Both girls look bomb.
The song is a bop. It's a vibe. So go and listen to it right now. Watch the visual.
Support Saweetie. Support Tay Money. Go follow both girls on
social if you do not. Cash Only
with Blac Chyna featuring Trippie Redd. Now, I watched a little bit of Black
China's show on Zsuzu, so I knew that she was working on music, but I did not know how serious she was going to take it.
And I did not know if it was just like
a storyline for the show, or if that was something that she was really pursuing, because it's been like
gossip for some years now, and I haven't really seen anything come of it. So this is great to see that China not only was taking it serious, but kind of did it went about it very, very professionally. Got a bomb
feature from a new artist, a talented young artist, served a bunch of looks in the music video.
The only like criticism I can give her is that I feel like she kind of mirrored too much of what she's known for on Instagram and social media, of just like being a cute girl and serving looks, that she did not really give
us the rap China. Like, she could have taken it to a different place and maybe gave us a little
bit of performance. Not saying she had to like
bust it open or get strippery at all, because maybe that is something she's choosing to put
behind her now. But China has a lot of skills.
I'm sure she could have gave us a little bit more performance instead
of just being very posy and very like what you would do on a photo shoot. So besides that, all
the looks were good. The song is good. China's voice seems good. All of it seems like she has the building blocks to keep on going with this. But I
hope that because it did not get the rock star
introduction like she does on social media, I hope it doesn't deter her
from keeping on pushing forward, because the song is great. And like I said, she has all the tools.
She herself is the package.
She just needs to kind of get more in her rap performance bag
so she can differentiate.
So people even know that she's being for real and taking it seriously. So China, cannot wait to see what else you do with the music, because you have a story to tell too.
So I'm interested to see if you
decide to give us like some real rap. You know what I mean? Because I think that could be kind of groundbreaking. Could be a little bit revolutionary. Just saying. Who am I though? Body Bag
by Ivorian Doll. Now Ivorian Doll is a newer rapper. I believe she's from the UK. Please go check her out right now. Follow her on social media. That's how I found out about her. And this music video is so
cool. And the song is great. I love her voice. I love her accent. So
Ivorian Doll, Body Bag right now. Go watch it. Moowop by Mulatto featuring Gucci Mane. Let me just start this by
saying y'all came at Mulatto real, real crazy on Twitter, on the internet. We started putting up her pictures for the Moowop project. Yeah, oh, she's
doing this. Oh, you doing too much. Oh, she got too much dip on her chin. Nah, y'all went crazy. So, I want everybody to, like, apologize. Say, I don't know what you can do, but you look stupid. Because then when the video came out, and Gucci Mane is in the video, what can you say?
And, like, the female thing aside,
what young rapper would not, like, pass out and die if they grew up admiring some rapper from their hometown? And then they
get that rapper
to embrace them
and have them in their music video. And not only that, also
remix their song. She took
Freaky Girl and changed into her own song. I'm a very freaky
girl. Get it from my mama. Like, what? And you got Gucci Mane in the video?
Like,
who's doing it like that? Looked rich. Looked like money. Freshly printed money in the music video. Styled by Labels and Dollars. And she had all these beautiful brown girls in the music video.
Sitting around in the lollipop colored.
Bathing suits and whatnot.
Looking beautiful. And just, she put the Hummer in the front, got
Gucci Mane in the front. Gucci Mane put her in her rap, like, wanted to fix my bitch body, but she was fine already.
Tried to sign Mulatto, but
she was fine already, like.
What? Like, God, if this was a guy,
this would be like, you know, Dr. Dre embracing Eminem or 50 Cent or something like that. And it would be that big of a deal because it's the girl y'all are hating. So I just want to say, great job
on Mulatto.
Keep on. You're using this label money and these budgets
perfectly to just build, and what you and Todd are doing with the fashion
is going to lead you up to that. And I'm not trying to compare you to anybody,
but it's going to lead you
on that same path that Cardi has been on to achieve, and like people before her, Rihanna and Beyonce, to be on that fashion icon
uptick. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
you just have to embrace more of it. And maybe as the budgets grow, like, just get a little bit more on your Zendaya. Like, making your appearances, being places, and
dressed very, very well. If you can get pulled, get pulled. But I know
it's real racist and real shady out here in
the fashion industry. But you could. You have the look, and you have the talent to be on that same trajectory as far as getting invited
to fashion things and being a part of the fashion world and getting more clothes and more things sent to you. And
things for free. Some Mulatto, please. Hey, wrap your arms around this opportunity. Hold it in. Choke that shit out.
Because you deserve it.
And the video and the song,
fine. Please don't let
anybody tell you different. Great job. Then, Compensating by Anime.
I must say, for for a guy, and there's no disrespect. His videos are so out of this world creative. The only person I can compare him to is maybe Tyler, the Creator. Because y'all guys love to just pull up in a mansion, get a fancy car, get some half-naked girls, and, like, that's the theme for every song, no matter what it's about.
Anime came with the visual,
with the idea. So everybody wearing the limbo, oh, just perfect. The hedge being cut, the tennis ball with the face, bomb. Bitch, this is what I want when I see a visual, so please.
Go check out Compensated by Anime right now.
Follow him on social media, support him, support this
trajectory. Thank you. Thank you so much for this. Give the kids something to do. I could do that. Cool. Very cool.
And last, but definitely not least, we got WAP by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
That is why I held back recording,
because I wanted to be able to talk about this. I'm so excited. I cannot wait. When I saw the promo and the rollout for it, it gave me, like, those old music videos, like, Give Me Some More with Busta Rhymes and Missy Elliott.
All Missy Elliott videos,
how they're so fun, but just, like, the 2020 version with a little bit higher budget. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that she put all the girls in the music video, from Ruby
Rose,
Sukihana, Mulatto, Rosalia, like, she gave everybody their chance.
Ethel just shines in the, there's some holes in the show, there's some, perfect. I also love the way
she handled the situation with Megan. At no time in watching the video did I feel like, oh, this is just Cardi's song, this is Cardi's video, this is about her.
Both women were equally held in high regard.
Equal money spent, like, fire. It just looked good. All the performance scenes, there was no, like, shady camera, nothing. It was at an actual collaboration, a seamless joining of two women.
No lesser
men, no above, no air of competition, just flawless. And this is
what the girls are going to have to do if they want to sort of build up their pantheon like the men have.
Because as y'all talk about all the time, oh, the men can rap about the same thing for years and be paid still. Because their homeboys are going to embrace them. And their friends are going to get on tracks with them. And all, and the people are going to send them beats. Girls got to do the same thing. So the fact that Cardi let them up-and-comers in her
video just so they can be seen. Perfect. Just introduce them to her crowd. Putting Kylie in there.
Everybody's giving a lot of hate to Kylie being in the video. First of all, don't nobody know what happened with that Megan situation. So let's not just immediately put it
on Kylie. Because her family is messy. Second, Kylie is about that bag.
And Kylie's family comes with a large, like, press machine.
Cardi is only utilizing the tools that...
I told y'all she's been in L.A. and she's been picking up the tools of the trade.
Kylie being in it is only going to blast
it out to more people. So all those girls I mentioned earlier, Mulatto, Sukihana, Ruby Rose, Rosalia, they're all going to be catapulted onto a grander stage than they would have had access to themselves based on that fact alone. So please, Cardi is not dumb.
Patience is not dumb. Colin Carter is not dumb.
Like, all of them did an incredible job. From the costuming, and I say costuming, like, I want y'all to understand what that means. Did you see a designer brand in this video? Did you see a label in this video? Did you see some
off the runway shit that you
go buy in this video? No. And that's what's going to set it apart. That's what makes it look like art. That's what makes it look cinematic, like a movie, because it is not just...
You know what I mean?
He created a world. They created a world.
Excellent job, Cardi. I cannot
wait to see what else he released. I heard her talking about in some interviews that she got the blessing from Lil' Kim to redo Ladies Night and to add some girls. I can't wait. I'm all for unity in the female rap community. Bring it together.
Get that Powerpuff Girl, that
Spice Girl money. I want to see a female rap tour. Because remember, Beyonce, Missy Elliott, they did Ladies First. The whole tour. So why can't Cardi get the rap girls together and park your family it out? Everybody bring your kids.
Bring your grandma, your mama,
your husband, whatever. Let's go on tour.
Let's get all this money. Because that is a really fun night. And girls will show up for that. Because that's a
real ass party. If you have all those girls. Even just the girls from that video. The WAP video. That's a tour. Bring it. Get the money.
What are you saying? Who am I though? I've been to
100 concerts. And that is that for my 106 in parking lot.
Now I want to give you all the Chevy playlist that I give you every week, 5 songs to ride to
when we're not here together.
So the first song this week is Satisfy by Amber.
Satisfy
me. It's that club.
Old school vibe. I miss being outside.
I miss work.
Out there with females and dancing.
And with strangers and getting drinks. So Satisfy. Amber, accent over the E. SWV. by Summer Walker and No One Nova.
My second favorite song outside of White Tee on the project, Life on Earth.
So please, SWB, Summer Walker. Penthouse Red by Tory Lanez.
Now I know y'all are picketing, protesting, doing petitions to get Tory Lanez.
It's sent back to Canada where he came from. I'm fine with all of that. I really don't care. He already rich. But I like this song.
And I am not in the business of bashing people's music and what
they do in their personal life. If that was the case, I could never listen to half of the rappers that I enjoy.
Because I do not agree with nothing that they do in their personal life.
So, Tory Lanez, Penthouse Red, great song. You already know I'm a stallion myself. I am a fan of that. There will be no border of support, but just I like this song. Okay? I told y'all before, Tory Lanez has that small man.
I had no bitches in high school, a vibe about him. I told y'all this. Look what
happened. I'm just saying.
See you when I'm famous, bitch. I'm
gonna be on. You finna be hating that. I'm gonna be gone. Kyle featuring AZ Shike. I don't know if I said that right. And
The Great Too Short.
Bay Area. Perfect song. The video is
also very cute. Go stream.
See You When I'm Famous right now. Playlist. It's gonna be fire. And last, but certainly not least, we have Real MVP by King G.I. Says you want a ball and put her on the scene. Fun song. Summary song. I like to drive to it.
Go check it out.
Right now. Oh, it's featuring Count.
So, Real MVP, King G.I.
Featuring Count. And that is that for my Chevy
playlist. Available now on Apple Music, YouTube,
and wherever else you want me to put it.
Comment below. I'll put it there. Thank you. My positive quote for this week.
You know, I try to put time into
this and give it, like, thought and try to really come hard with something. But right now, from everything that I'm seeing on the internet and out when I go outside, the quote for this week is stay out the way. And that comes from Tim. Really,
it comes from my dad, because that's what my dad told me
since I was a little kid. Just do whatever you want to do, just stay out the way.
Move everyone, will stay out the way.
Be cool. Stay under the radar.
So I want
all my viewers,
stay out the way. Stay out the way of this COVID. Wear a mask, do what you got to do. Wash your hands.
Stay out the way
of these crazy people that's losing it because
they're all locked inside and we're all going through things. Now the psychological holes in our society is being exposed. Stay out the way. You don't know what somebody's going through.
Pay your bills because they are still kicking niggas out. Regardless of what
the government is talking about and this eviction moratorium, blah, blah, blah. I live in a decent neighborhood and it's been like 6-7 U-Hauls over here in like this month. And it's only the beginning.
It's not like 6-7. So, please, stay out of
the way. Please, this house
is all over for sale. Even the fancy houses in my neighborhood, so just stay out the way. I'm telling you, it's about to go down.
And everybody's distracted by other things. Are we watching Black is King? Are we watching WAP? Oh, Biden is embarrassing himself. But it's going down. So, please,
stay out the way. Health, wealth, knowledge, and self. Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with
me. Episode 20. Remember, for Christmas, Tam wants to have 200 subscribers. We are at in the hundreds right now. Please.
Don't give me no gift. Don't cash at me. Subscribe to my channel. Thank you so much.
And I'll see y'all next time.